Texas cracks down on violent Venezuelan gang trend Aragua. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 520,600 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 47,000 criminal arrests, with more than 40,800 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 543 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch, Governor Abbott, Texas targets violent trend Aragua gang. On Tuesday, Governor Abbott joined Dana Perino on Fox News to discuss the Venezuelan gang, Trend Aragua, TDA, and Texas's new statewide operation targeting TDA to disrupt their criminal operations and deny their foothold in the state. Governor Abbott noted that Texas will deploy every tool and resource available to ensure that the state is a hostile territory towards this violent gang. If Trend Aragua is unchecked, it will just expand terror and carnage that TDA imposes in whatever country they've been in, said Governor Abbott. That's why Texas stepped up to be the first state in the United States to say that Trend Aragua is not going to be not only unwelcome here, but we will be seeking them, we will find them, and we will put them behind bars. Watch, DPS discovers 16 illegal immigrants behind false wall in cargo trailer. On Monday, a DPS trooper stopped a Ford F-250 towing a cargo trailer on U.S. 77 in Kennedy County. During the stop, the driver, Anthony Johnson of Houston, consented to a search of the trailer. During that search, troopers discovered a false wall, and behind that wall were 16 illegal immigrants crammed inside a small compartment with no air ventilation. Johnson was arrested and charged with 16 counts of smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death. All 16 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS apprehends to group of over 120 illegal immigrants near Del Rio. Earlier this week, DPS troopers responded to a group of 124 illegal immigrants just outside of Del Rio, in Normandy, Texas. The group included single adults, unaccompanied children, and some family units. DPS troopers arrested 27 illegal immigrants from Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Honduras, and Peru for criminal trespass. All family groups and 22 unaccompanied children were referred to Border Patrol. Among the group of 124 was Masoma Fuladlu of Iran. Fuladlu had two passports from Iran and Brazil. She was turned over to intelligence specialists for further vetting as a foreign subject of interest. Watch, Lieutenant Christopher Olivares on threat TDA poses in Texas. On Sunday, Lieutenant Christopher Olivares joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss the rise of gang activity by TDA. Lieutenant Olivares highlighted that crimes committed at the hands of illegal immigrants and violent gangs like TDA could have been prevented by the federal government by securing the border. This is something that we have warned, as law enforcement, that this was going to be a devastating impact, was going to have a devastating impact when you allow tens and tens of thousands, Now even millions of illegal immigrants unvetted and released into the country, said Lieutenant Olivares. This is a result of that. And now, trying to go back and identify these individuals that are in the country right now, that do have criminal backgrounds, that are committing crimes, how you get them removed and how you identify them. Now you have this gang, that before all we would talk about was Mississippi 13. This gang, Tren de Aragua, has grown so much, even more so than Mississippi 13. Watch. Texas National Guard installs more border barrier in El Paso. Under Operation Lone Star, Texas National Guard soldiers continue working to clear brush and install more anti-climb barriers and triple-strand razor wire to deter and repel illegal immigration from Mexico into Texas. In El Paso, Major Charles Gamero, commander of Tactical Support Company, Task Force West, highlights the importance of adding to the border barrier system to protect Texans and Americans. We are supporting the governor's intent by placing these barriers and being Texans serving Texans, said Major Gamero. This project and what we're doing here on the Texas border is so incredibly important, not just for Texas but for the United States as a whole. Texas National Guard uses drones in arrests at border. Texas National Guard soldiers along with state and local law enforcement arrested three illegal immigrants through the use of drone technology this week. A drone team identified a group of illegal border crossers near a known high-traffic area and alerted nearby brush operations and law enforcement partners. Ground units apprehended the group of illegal immigrants, resulting in three arrests for criminal trespassing. One other illegal immigrant was turned back to Mexico. The illegal immigrants were attempting to evade detection while moving to a load vehicle to further enter the United States. Texas National Guard work with Louisiana National Guard to reinforce barriers near Eagle Pass. Earlier this week, Texas National Guard engineers assigned to Operation Lone Star's Task Force Eagle worked with Louisiana National Guard engineers to expand and reinforce border barrier foundations near Eagle Pass. With the support of half of America's governors, Texas continues to step up and deploy every tool and strategy to stop the unprecedented illegal immigration at our southern border.